Blog Talk Radio.
Praise. Praise the Lord, and welcome to the supernatural power of the believer. I am Dr. Valeria Avery, and I am so glad that you've joined us here today. I thank you for that. I give God glory. I believe that as we walk through the scriptures today, you will have a better understanding of the power that God has given us as believers, the authority and the power that we are to walk in this life, here and the now. So let's pray. Father, we give you praise, we give you honor, we give you glory. We give you the thanksgiving. We worship you, Father. We magnify your name. We glorify your name. Your word has already been anointed, Lord. And so, therefore, I thank you, Lord, for anointing me to speak forth your word with a boldness and an accuracy, and that your word will go deep within our hearts, and that your word will bring forth fruit to your honor and to your glory. We do also speak to the enemy, and we say we bind you in the name of Jesus. We decree and declare you will not hinder the word from going forth or the word from being received. In Jesus' name, let the church say amen and amen. Glory to God. Again, thank you for joining us today as we walk through the scriptures looking at what this power is that God has given to the believer. Now, we're going to start with foundational scriptures coming from first Romans 8, and we're going to read verses 2 and 3. Well, let's start with verse 1 and read down through verse 3. It says, therefore, there, and I'm reading Amplified Bible, therefore there is now no condemnation, no adjudging guilty for wrong, for those who are in Christ Jesus, who live and walk not after the dictates of the flesh, but after the dictates of the Spirit. Hallelujah. For the law of the Spirit of life, which is in Christ Jesus, the law of our new being, having freed me from the law of sin and death. For God has done, notice the past tense of this message, for God has done what the law could not do, its power being weakened by the flesh, the entire nature of man without the Holy Spirit, sending his own son, God sending his own son, talking about Jesus Christ, in the guise of sinful flesh, and as an offering for sin. God Almighty, maker of the heavens and the earth, our Father, condemned sin in the flesh. He subdued it. He overcame it. He deprived it of its power over all of us who accept the sacrifice. If you are born again Christian, you have accepted the sacrifice, Jesus' sacrifice. And Jesus said, while he hung on that cross, it is finished. Hallelujah. The completed work of Jesus through his death, burial, and resurrection. Hallelujah. And he arose to this new life. He arose to this new life. Hallelujah. And so when you receive Jesus as your Lord and Savior, the Spirit of the living God, the power force of God, the creative force of God, the Holy Spirit, the third person of the Godhead, comes on the inside of us, and he does away with that old sin nature, that old spirit, and he puts a new spirit in our bodies. We are spirit, we have a soul, and we live in a body. Now, our bodies are the same. And our soul is a man, you know, the Bible tells us we have to renew that every day. So we are a new being. And so the title of our message today is Arise to This New Life in Christ Jesus. And I already know we won't get through the whole message. So we're going to begin this message. And this message will identify to you, you know, what this new life is, this new supernatural power of the believer, this life that God has given us and has bestowed upon us because of our receiving Jesus as our Lord and Savior. And then we'll look at how do we move from operating like we used to operate with the old man to operating in this new life, this new supernatural power of the believer that enables us to walk above every situation, every circumstance of life. Anything that the enemy will present to you, God has a way of escape, hallelujah. And it's through our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, not for us to run from, hallelujah, but for us to rise above it. Because the Bible tells us that we are seated in heavenly places in Christ Jesus as a born-again Christian. And we're to rule and to reign from that seat as we live here in this earth. We are here in the earth, but we are not from this system. We are from the God, kingdom of God system. Hallelujah, glory to God, glory to God. And we have been empowered by the Spirit of the living God, glory to God, who is in us, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus, hallelujah, who is representing the completed work of Jesus in us, glory to God, glory to God, glory to God, glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Well, let's look at a few scriptures that talk about this new life. You know, you might say, well, really, what is this new life in Christ Jesus? What are we talking about? Let's look first at Colossians 3, 1 to 3. It says, and I'm reading Amplified again. Therefore, if you have been raised with Christ to a new life, sharing in his resurrection from the dead, keep seeking the things that are above, where Christ is, seated at the right hand of God. Set your mind and keep your focus. Listen, habitually. We've got to develop a habit of staying focused on the things of God, staying focused on this kingdom lifestyle. It is a lifestyle, you know. It's not just something that we do at one time when we are born again, but it is a lifestyle of the believer, a lifestyle. It's a Christ-like lifestyle. So we're to keep a focus. We're to respond to the things that we are confronted with here on the earth in a different manner. There is a difference in us and the people of the world. We don't react like they do to gas prices. We don't react like they do to food shortage because we have a provider. We have a Jehovah Jireh. It doesn't matter what the world situation is or what they are saying on the news, our God supplies all of our needs according to his riches in glory. And we're never to fear what we're going to eat or what we're going to wear. That's what the scriptures tell us, because those are the things that the Gentiles seek. But we're going to seek those things that are above. For God has already said he's given us everything that pertains to life and godliness. Everything, 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 everything that pertains to life and godliness. He has given us everything. And so let's finish reading this scripture in Colossians 3, 1 through 3, passage. Therefore, let me just back up just a minute. It says, put on the new self, new being, supernatural power of the believer, new being, new self. Therefore, if you have been raised with Christ to a new life, sharing in his resurrection from the dead, keep seeking the things that are above, where Christ is. Keep reading the word and finding out what you have in him, seated at the right hand of God. Set your mind, keep focused habitually on the things above, the heavenly things, not on things that are on the earth, not on what the newscasters say, but on what the word of God says about the situation, which have only temporal value. The things of the earth, you know, they have only temporal value. For you died to this world when you received Christ Jesus, and your new real life is hidden with Christ in God. So we need to see what was purchased for us through the death, burial, and resurrection of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And we, the blessings of God, the covenant blessings were purchased back, were taken back, hallelujah. See, when Adam was first created, Adam and Eve were connected to God spiritually. They were connected to God. They communicated with God throughout the day. They were given an assignment. Their assignment was to tend the garden, hallelujah, and protect it and subdue it, you know. They were given an assignment, but they disobeyed God and gave the system over to the devil. So that's why there is the world, and that's why there is the people of God. So God has given everybody. Jesus died for us all. For everyone, he died for everyone, but everyone will not walk in this supernatural power because they have not received the sacrifice that was given. They have not received Jesus Christ. Jesus told us he's the only way to God. He's the only way to put things back in order. Hallelujah. And so, therefore, receiving Jesus is that first place. And let's just pause here when I get to this point. In any message, you know, let's get it right. If you don't know Jesus as your Lord and Savior, if you don't know you would go to be with him when you leave this earth, then you need Jesus because there is a heaven and there is a hell. And the choice is yours whether or not you receive Jesus or whether or not you reject him. Those who receive Jesus have eternal life, hallelujah. Those who receive Jesus are saved from the second death, hallelujah. Those who do not receive Jesus go straight to hell, hallelujah. Glory to God that, I mean, I'm not hallelujah that they're going to hell, but if they will, they choose. They choose life. Over in Deuteronomy chapter 30, verses 19 and 20, the Bible tells us, God said, look here. I'm pointing out to you there is death, cursing the death out here, and there is life out here. You choose life. I said before you, life and death, blessings and curses. You choose life and blessings instead of cursing and death. You choose. And so to choose Jesus is to choose life. To choose the word of God is to choose life. To choose the word of the devil is to choose death. So he says, you said before. So if you need to be born again, repeat this prayer after me. Dear God, I need a Savior. I need Jesus. Jesus, come into my heart. Be Lord and Savior of my life. I turn from my past. And I repent from my past, and I turn to you. Thank you, Father, for saving me. And at this moment, if you said that and meant it, believing that he is the Son of God, believing that he died for you and was raised from the dead, then you now are a new creature. You are a new creature in Christ Jesus. The Holy Spirit has come into you. And there is a second experience, and that is receiving the power of God and that is by receiving the overflowing power of the Spirit of God. And you do that just by asking God, dear God, in the name of Jesus, fill me to overflowing with your mighty Spirit. I believe that I will speak in other tongues as the Spirit of God gives me the utterance. And go ahead and just release in your prayer language. It's so good to be able to pray in a language that speaks only to God. Read Acts 2 and 4. Hallelujah. Read the book of Acts, and you will see the 120 people, when Jesus left, he said, don't go, told his disciples, do not go anywhere trying to do anything without the power. And he said, go to Jerusalem and stay in that upper room until you are endued with power. And so I say to you now, you have, were born again, and now you've asked God to fill you with his power. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And so it is. It is by faith that you're saved and by faith that you're filled with the Holy Spirit with the evidence of speaking in tongues. The Holy Spirit will give you your prayer language. Glory to God. Now back to this new life. This new life is a supernatural, powerful life for the believer. Let's look at Romans 6:4, another scripture talking about this newness of life. It says, we have therefore been buried with him through baptism into death. That's when you just were born again. So that just as Christ was raised from the dead through the glory and the power of the Father, we too might walk habitually in newness of life, abandoning our old ways. In other words, you know, we said earlier, we don't respond to things that we hear on the news like a person from the world. We respond according to the word of God. You know, gas prices go up, food prices go up. We say, praise God, we have a Father who supplies all of our needs according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus. You know, they talk about food shortage. You know, there were many famines in the land in the Bible. And, you know, God always made a way for his people. If he has to multiply the bread and the fish, well, he'll do that. If he has to multiply the oil, he'll do that. If he has to send a raven with a sandwich for you, he'll do that. You know, the thing of it is, just know that he is our source. God is our source for everything. And we have to recognize him as our source. We need to develop a habit of looking to God and knowing God in all of our ways. See, that's where we get in error a lot of times when we are confronted with something. We go off trying to do it and trying to resolve it ourselves without acknowledging God. And so this power of the supernatural power, excuse me, of the believer is activated when you acknowledge God, when you trust God, when you say, okay, God, what are we going to do about this? Knowing that God only works through man. And so he, by his Spirit, will give you instructions as what to do. Hallelujah. Just like he gave Elijah, I believe it was, instructions to go to the brook, and a raven was going to feed. He stayed there. He had water to drink, and he had bread to eat. Hallelujah. Glory to God. But he had followed the instruction. He had to go to that place where the Lord told him to go. So we need to be sensitive to the Spirit of God. We need to stay tuned into the Spirit of God. We ought not to go out every day without tuning in to the power source, without tuning in to, okay, Lord, I commit this day unto you. I submit to the ministry of the Holy Spirit, my helper. I covet the help. I need the help for this day. Help me to accomplish that you would have me to accomplish in this day. You know, that's the attitude. That's what we, that's the way we're supposed to behave habitually. It ought to be a habit to acknowledge him. Make it a habit to acknowledge him and repent if you don't. Father, I repent. I went off trying to do this myself and didn't stop to acknowledge you. I repent, so I'm coming back. Help me. Show me what to do now. I really don't know of my own what to do, but I know you know. And see, the Holy Spirit of God, we read that before over in the Gospel of John. John 14, he says in verse 26, reading Amplified, but the Comforter, the Counselor, the Helper, the Intercessor, the Advocate, the Strengthener, the Standby, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, Jesus is talking, in my place to represent me and act on my behalf, he will teach you all things. He will cause you to recall, will remind you of, will bring to your remembrance everything that I've told you. And then over in chapter 16, verse 13, Jesus is talking again. It says, but when he, the Spirit of truth, the truth-giving Spirit, comes, he will guide you into all the truth, the whole full truth. He will not speak of his own message, own authority, but he will tell whatever he hears from the Father. And see, this is what we need to understand. He will tell whatever it is he hears from the Father. He will give the message that has been given him. He will announce and declare to you the things that are to come, that will happen in the future. The Holy Spirit of the living God. The Holy Spirit of the living God will do this. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. We give you glory. Thank you, Lord. So we expect him to tell us what to do, because God knows everything from the beginning to the end. He knows where it is we need to be, what it is that we need to be doing. So we need to tune in, and I say for myself, God, help me. Show me what I need to be doing every minute, every hour of the day. Let me know, and then I will be about doing it in the name of Jesus, with the help of the Holy Spirit, not by myself. Because I'm drawing strength, glory to God, from you. Jesus told us over in John 15, and let's just look over there. It bears our reading even here. The reason why you don't want to go off by yourself and try to do something by yourself, because he's given us instructions so that we can be successful. Hallelujah. He says the Gospel of John, chapter 15, starting at verse 4, abide, Jesus is talking. He says, abide in me and I in you. What does he mean when he says abide in me? Abide in my word. He says, abide in me and I in you, as a branch cannot bear fruit of itself except it abide in the vine. No more can ye except ye abide in me. I am the vine, and ye are the branches. He that abideth in me and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit. For without me ye can do nothing. Hallelujah. If a man abide not in me, he is cast forth as a branch and is withered, and men gather them and cast them into the fire, and they are burned. If ye abide in me and my words abide in you, ye shall ask whatever you will, and it shall be done unto you. Herein is my Father glorified, that you bear much fruit, so shall ye be my disciples. As the Father has loved me, so have I loved you. Continue ye in my love. But notice up in verse 5, it says, without me, you can do no thing. So we must nestle into this vine. We must nestle into Jesus. We must nestle into his word. We must go to his word, read his word, meditate his word. Particularly, we need to have a reading pattern to read through the Bible anyway, but we need to pay also special attention, meditating on those scriptures that have to do with areas of our life that we need to, that we are believing God for change. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Now, again, we are reading scriptures that talk about this new life, looking at what this new life is. And we already know, we found out that this new life is a life where we are abiding in the vine, where we are abiding in the word, where we are acting according to the word, where we are looking at the word of God that teaches us how to behave in this life, how to operate in this life while we're here. But this, the instructions that we get from God, from the word of God, shows us how to live above every situation and circumstances of life, how to operate in this supernatural power that has been given to us through the death, burial, and resurrection of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. There is a salvation package. If you are saved, that means so-so. That means nothing lacking, nothing broken. That means that you have everything that pertains to life and godliness, and it has been given to us through the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ. We have been redeemed from the curse. Hallelujah. Redeemed from the curse and placed in the blessing. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Born again means you're placed in the blessing. Remember, I just read over in Romans 8, God condemns sin in the flesh. He condemned that curse. Hallelujah. He subdued it. He overcame it. He deprived it of the power. Of the power over all who accept the sacrifice. I accept the sacrifice. I don't know about you. So God has subdued the curse in my life. It's subdued. The curse is subdued in my life. I walk in the new life purchased for me by the shed blood of Jesus. And you ought to be saying the same thing over your life, over your family's life, over your children's life, over your children's children's life. Hallelujah. We walk free of this curse. The curse is in this world, but we walk up free from it because God has subdued it. He has overcome it. He has deprived it of its power. Hallelujah. And over in the Gospel of John, chapter 16, also verse 33, Jesus is talking. He said, I told you these things so that in me you may have perfect peace and confidence. In the world, you have tribulation and trials and distresses and frustrations, but be of good cheer. Don't be concerned about what you see going on in the world. Jesus said, take courage, be confident, be certain, be undaunted, for I have overcome the world. I have deprived it of the power, dole bahasundrikeche, to harm you and have conquered it for you. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It is a good thing to give thanks and praise unto the Lord because he has done it. He has subdued the power. He has deprived the enemy of the power to harm us. Jesus conquered it through his death, burial, and resurrection. You, if you're born again, have been redeemed from the curse. Glory to God. 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 Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Praise the name of the Lord God. We give you praise. We give you honor. We give you thanksgiving. We've had some technical difficulties. I hope that didn't get you off track here in terms of hearing the message. Glory to God. So then let's look at the next scripture. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. 1 Corinthians 6:11 says, "And such were some of you before you believed, but you were washed by the atoning sacrifice of Christ. You were sanctified, set apart for God, and made holy. You were justified, declared free of guilt in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ and in the Holy Spirit of our God, the source of the believer's new life and changed behavior." The Holy Spirit, see, when you ask Jesus to come into your heart, as we did a moment ago, the Spirit of the living God came on the inside of us. Hallelujah. The Spirit of the living God came on the inside of us. He endued us with power. He did away with the old man, the old spirit. He buried that old spirit. Hallelujah. And then he gave us a new spirit, that enabled us to walk in this newness of life. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let's look also at 1 Corinthians 6:11. It says, "And such were some of you before you believed, but you were washed by the atoning sacrifice of Christ. You were sanctified, set apart for God, and made holy. You were justified, declared free, hallelujah, of guilt in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ and in the Holy Spirit of our God, the source of the believer's new life and changed behavior." 2 Corinthians 5:17 was where I was supposed to go. It says, "Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, that is, engrafted in, joined to him by faith in him as Savior." See, when you receive him as Savior, he is a new creature. When you're born again, you become a new creature, reborn, renewed by the Holy Spirit. The old things, the previous moral and spiritual condition, that old spirit has passed away, buried, hallelujah. Behold, new things have come. A new spirit has been placed within you, because spiritual awakening brings a new life, hallelujah. This is that new life that we're talking about, new life in Christ Jesus, that enables us to walk in a supernatural power in this earth, above situations and above circumstances. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. So this is what that new life, we're talking about being born again. We're talking about our old man being buried and a new spirit placed within us. Hallelujah. So how do we move from the old ways of the old life? How do we move from operating in the world system to operating in this new life in Christ Jesus? Now, first of all, you make a decision. Just like back in Deuteronomy 30, where God set before the people, he said, "I set before you life and death." Let's just flip over there and read it, because that's what he's saying to us today, as we are born again Christians. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He says in verse 19 and 20 of Deuteronomy 30, he says, "I call to heaven and earth, I call heaven and earth to record this day against you that I have set before you life and death, blessing and cursing. Therefore, choose life, that both thou and thy seed may live." Let's read it in the Amplified. It says, "I call heaven and earth to witness this day against you that I have set before you life and death, blessing and cursing. Therefore, choose life, that you and your descendants may live." And back at King James says, "That thou mayest love the Lord thy God, and that thou mayest obey his voice, and that thou mayest cleave unto him, for he is thy life, and the length of thy days, that thou mayest dwell in the land which the Lord sware unto thy fathers, to Abraham, to Isaac, to Jacob, to give thee. Verse 20 in the Amplified says, and may love the Lord your God, obey his voice, and cling to him, for he is your life and the length of your days, that you may dwell in the land which the Lord sware to give you, to give to your fathers, to Abraham, to Isaac, and to Jacob. Now, how does that connect with us today? Of course, over in Galatians 3:13-14, it says, curses everyone that hangeth upon the tree, that the blessings of God might come upon the Gentiles through Jesus Christ. And verse 29 of that same chapter says, if ye be Christ, then are you Abraham's seed and heirs unto the promise. And so the blessings is what we're talking about. We're heirs to those blessings that God promised if we choose life. He said, choose life. Of course, you know, what God is saying, because of the fall, there is the curse out here. But I have given you a choice to choose Jesus, to choose life, to choose the word of God, and live. And so, but he made us creatures of choice. And so, therefore, we have to choose Jesus. We have to choose this life that he is talking about. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So I choose Jesus. I don't want to stay in the world and do according to the world. But as I am in this world, I want to live for Jesus. I want to demonstrate the power of the believer in this life. In this life, demonstrate the power and the authority that God has bestowed upon us so that we can live above situations and circumstances of this life. But it's a decision that we have to make to live for him. It's a decision that we have to make by faith, trusting in what his word says. And so you and me, we must decide to live according to the word of God, to live, to stay tuned to the word of God, to abide in him so that we can ask what we will and it shall be done unto us. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Shall be given unto us, whatever it is that you ask for. Glory to God. So we choose life. We just read Deuteronomy 30, 19, and 20. So our choice should be life. Now, there are those who will say, I don't want that kind of life. And so, of course, then they choose death because that's where they will be. Hallelujah. In the lake that burneth with fire. Hallelujah. When the devil is thrown in, they'll be in there with him. Hallelujah. And they don't have to, but it's a choice that they make. So, so we choose life. Number one, you make the decision. Number two, you choose life. Number three, you submit to the ministry of the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. In the Gospel of John 14, 16 and 20, 6 and chapter 6, 13, we read 26 and verse 13 in chapter 16. But let's look at 14 again, the Gospel of John chapter 14, and read verses 16 and 26 again. Hallelujah. Verse 16, Jesus is talking. First, let's just go back up and read 13 and 14 and down through 16. It says, Jesus is talking. He says, I will do. Well, let's go on up to verse 12. I assure you most solemnly, I tell you, if anyone steadfastly believes in me, Jesus is talking, he will himself be able to do the things that I do. And we know all of the wonderful things that Jesus did while he was walking on the earth. We know how he walked on the water. He walked through doors. He healed the sick. He delivered the demons, delivered people from demonic forces, and all those that he healed, the lame, the maimed, and all manner of sickness and disease. He went about doing good and teaching and preaching the gospel. Hallelujah. He says, he's talking to us, he says, and I assure you, most solemnly, I tell you, if anyone steadfastly believes in me, he will himself be able to do the things that I do, and he will do even greater things than these because I go unto the Father. And I will do, I myself will grant whatever you ask in my name as pertaining, as presenting all that I am, so that the Father may be glorified and extolled in and through the Son. Yes, I will grant, I myself will do for you whatever you shall ask in my name as presenting all that I am. If you really love me, you will keep and obey my commandments. And I will ask the Father, and he will give you another comforter, counselor, helper, intercessor, advocate, strengthener, and stand by, that he may remain with you forever. Jesus, when he was here on earth, he took care of those disciples. He gave them power to go out and lay hands on the sick and so forth. Well, Jesus couldn't be with everybody on the earth at one time. However, the Holy Spirit of the living God can be every place at one time. And there's no shortage in his power. And so when we receive Jesus as our Lord and Savior, the Holy Spirit of the living God comes into us, bears our old man, and places a new spirit in us. And we are connected to God the Father by the power of the Holy Spirit. And we're connected to Jesus. In fact, Jesus said the Holy Spirit represents him in the earth. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let's read on down. The Spirit of truth whom the world cannot receive, welcome, take to heart, because it does not see him or know him and recognize him. But you know and recognize him, for he lives with you constantly and will be in you. Jesus said, I will not leave you an offering, comfortless, desolate, bereaved, forlorn, helpless. He's not leaving us helpless because the Spirit of God is our helper. I will come back to you. So down here in verse 23, he says, in 26, he says, but the comforter, the helper, the intercessor, the advocate, the strengthener, the standby, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, in my place, in Jesus' place, to represent Jesus and to act on Jesus' behalf. He will teach you all things. He will cause you to recall, remind you of, bring to your remembrance everything I have told you. And, of course, Jesus says, peace I leave with you, my own peace I now give and bequeath to you. Not as the world gives do I give to you. Do not let your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. Notice he said, you do not. Stop allowing yourself to be agitated and disturbed, and do not permit yourself to be fearful and intimidated and cowardly and unsettled. Don't do it. Why? Because you have a God. You have a protector. Oh, hallelujah. The Bible says, cast your cares upon the Lord, for he cares for you affectionately because he loves you, and he cares for you watchfully. In other words, he's not going to let, you know, if you trust him, he's going to protect you from whatever the enemy tries to do. But you got to trust him. It's all about faith. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So number four, though, says, accept the completed work of Jesus. So let's look at Colossians 2:15 for just a moment. And it says here, and having spoiled principalities and powers, he made a show of them openly, triumphing over them. Jesus is talking. Let's go back up and read down. We're talking about the sufficiency of Christ, or the sufficiency of the completed work of Jesus. It says, let's just read this in the Amplified. See to it that no one tears you off and spoils or makes you yourselves captive by his so-called philosophy and intellectualism. vain deceit, idle fantasies, and plain nonsense. See, some people say this Christian life is plain nonsense. It's a weak thing, but that's a lie from the pit of hell. Following human tradition, men, ideas of material rather than spiritual world. Just crude notions following the rudimentary and elementary teachings of the universe and disregarding the teaching of Christ the Messiah. For in him, the whole fullness of deity, the Godhead, continues to dwell in bodily form. Notice, listen, you are full of the Godhead. God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Ghost, it says it, giving complete expression of the divine nature. And you are in him made full and having come to fullness of life in Christ, you too are filled with the Godhead. Thank you, Jesus. God the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. And reach full spiritual stature. And he is the head of all rule and authority. Listen, listen, listen. The Godhead is the head of all rule and authority. Means that, listen, you have authority over all the works of the enemy. You have authority as a believer with the Spirit of the living God, with the Godhead on the inside of you. You have, Orebasha, authority. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Who is the head of all rule and authority, of every angelic principality and power, of all the power of the enemy. Listen, you have authority. Glory to God. I have authority. Glory to God. Said that it boasts the dots of thee in the robusta. We have authority, supernatural power. We have supernatural power as a believer over all the angelic and principalities and powers in him, in Christ, glory to God. In him also you were circumcised with a circumcision not made by hand, but in a spiritual circumcision performed by Christ by stripping off the body of the flesh, the whole corrupt carnal nature with its passions and lust. Thus you were circumcised when you were buried with him in your baptism, in which you were also raised with him to a new life, glory to God, through your faith in the working of God as displayed when he raised him up from the dead. When he raised Jesus up from the dead, and you who were dead in trespasses and in uncircumcision of your flesh, your sensuality, your sinful and carnal nature, God brought to life together with Christ, having freely forgiven us of all of our trespasses, having canceled, thank you, Jesus, and blotted out, wiped away the handwriting of the note bond with its legal decrees and demands, which was in force and stood against us, hostile to us. This note, with its regulations, decrees, and demands, he set aside and cleared completely out of our way by nailing it to his cross. God disowned the principalities and powers that were raised against us and made a whole display and public example of them in triumphing over them in Christ and in it, the cross. Hallelujah. That is good news. That is good news. That is great news. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. I accept the completed work of Jesus. I don't know about you, but I accept the fullness of what Jesus purchased for me. I accept this new life in Christ. I accept this kingdom way of living in Christ. Hallelujah. I accept being seated in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. I accept, hallelujah, being of the enemy. I accept that authority to speak to the enemy and say, get out of my home, get out of my physical body, get out of my life, everything that pertains to me, get out of my children, get out of my grandchildren, get out of my life and those things that pertain to me. You have no place. I have been redeemed, me and my children and my children's children. I teach my children the way of God. As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. Hallelujah. We will walk in this supernatural power of the believer. Hallelujah. We will walk free of the attacks of the enemy. In the name of Jesus, we bind him from coming into and attacking me or my children. I plead the blood of Jesus over my household, over my family, over my children and my grandchildren. I plead the blood. Hallelujah. The blood of Jesus, glory to God, hallelujah, has redeemed us from the curse. And so therefore I decree and declare I walk free. I decree and declare my children walk free. I decree and declare my grandchildren walk free of the curse. Glory to God. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. That's the word of the living God. That's the word of the living God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. This is good news. Such good news. Such good news. Hallelujah. And I just love it. Verse 15, the last verse that we read here. God disarmed principalities and powers that were ranged against us. See, in the world, if you don't have Jesus, hallelujah, you have no protection. But it says God disarmed the principalities and powers that were ranged against us and made a bold display and public example of them in triumphing over them in him and in it by the cross. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. 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 The notes were canceled that were against us. See, every person born after Adam fell had a sin nature. Glory to God. And in order to be free of that sin nature, one must receive the sacrifice, receive Jesus Christ as our Lord and as our Savior. Glory to God. 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 Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. We give you praise. We give you honor. We give you thanksgiving. Father, I see we're not going to get through. We're only at number four, and we have about 16 more points under this same topic. And so we're going to stop here and pray. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you for these that have been listening today. We thank you for your word that has gone forth. We believe that your word has gone deep within our hearts and that your word will bring forth fruit to your honor and to your glory in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord God, that we arise to this new life in Christ Jesus. We arise to this new way of living in Christ Jesus. We receive the completed work of Jesus. We receive the fact that we have been redeemed from the curse. And that when you are redeemed from something, you are taken to something else. So we have been redeemed from the curse and taken over to the blessings of Abraham. That's Deuteronomy 28, verses 1 through 14, talk about the blessings of God. These are the covenant blessings that God has decreed upon us, and I receive that. You need to go and meditate Deuteronomy 28 to see what blessings have been bestowed upon us, because over in Peter, First, Second Peter, it says in chapter 1, verse 2 and 3, and these are the last two scriptures. I apologize. I said that was the last one we read, but I do want to read 2 Peter, the first chapter, verses 2 and 3. It says, may grace, God's favor and peace, perfect well-being, all necessary good, all spiritual prosperity, and freedom from fears and agitations and passions and moral conflict be multiplied to you in the full, personal, precise, and correct knowledge of God and of Jesus our Lord. For his divine power has bestowed, has placed upon us. These covenant blessings, when you receive Jesus, are placed upon us. It's by faith that we receive them. We don't have to work for them. Cannot work for them. Has been bestowed upon us all things that are requisite and suited for life and godliness through the full personal knowledge of him, of Jesus, of the Word, who called us by and to his own glory and excellent virtue. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. As verse 4 says, by means of these, he has bestowed on us his precious and exceeding great promises, so that through them you may escape by flight. This is how we walk above. From the moral decay, rottenness, corruption that is in the world because of covetousness and greed, and become sharers, partakers of the divine nature. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I believe I received that. It's so manifested in my life, my family's life, my children's lives, my children's children's lives. In Jesus' name. Glory to God. Be blessed. Glory to God. Have we'll tune in tomorrow for the healing school. We look forward to that. Be blessed. Have a blessed day. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.